workouts, and we're going to be talking about if this is something that you're interested in. Then as soon as you get here to the YouTube channel, get and hit that thumbs up button. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. It'll put this episode in the eyes of boxing fans that haven't quite found us, don't know. We rock out twice a day, seven times a day, talking boxing. So if you want to be right here in the trenches with TBV, go ahead and call up. We got Discord available and X Spaces available as well so that we can communicate and allow callers from all over the world, making it an international show. So go ahead and contact us and give us your opinion on today's show, which is just an undercard announcement. It's just an undercard announcement, but hopefully this is something that, you know, can get you through your workday. So let's get right into it. The first fight on the card is going to be Katie Taylor versus Amanda Serrano 2. That is a big fight for TBV. We love Amanda Serrano. We love Katie Taylor. They put together an exciting fight the first time around. It's been some time since, you know, it took some time to get this rematch, but we got it. Shout out to Netflix. And they've added quite a few names to this undercard that makes it a little bit worth our while. And remember, this is not a pay-per-view. We don't have to buy this. This is just sign into your Netflix accounts. Most of us already have a Netflix account, so it's not going to cost us anything extra whatsoever to watch this full card. A lot of names that we know. We know Katie Taylor. She's done plenty of things in the sport. We know Amanda Serrano. She equally has done plenty of things in this sport. We move on to Mario Barrios versus Abel Ramos. Mario Barrios is the WBC welterweight champion. He was elevated once Terrence Bud Crawford relinquished all those belts at 147. Barrios finds himself as a PBC fighter on this card, you know, really getting an opportunity to expand his brand. Obviously, this is going to be in Texas. Barrios originally from San Antonio. This is a perfect fit. You got to give credit to guys like Jake Paul and Nikisha, who run MVP, for being able to work with everybody and not just make this a, you know, MVP event. They reached out to some names to get names on here so that fight fans are tuned in and interested in the undercard, let alone the main event. Mario Barrios is a great addition, being from San Antonio. This fight taking place in Dallas. This should add some extra tickets. He's fighting a Mexican in Abel Ramos. Plenty of Mexicans in that Texas community, so hopefully this was the right fit. They got Neeraj Goyette versus Wenderson Nunez. No clue who these guys are. Shout out to them for making it to the card. Bruce Shushu Carrington versus Dana Coolwell. Bruce picked up the win. It was a tough one. Shout out to Top Rank for allowing him to get on this Netflix MVP Promotions gigantic event. He can wash off some of that negative, you know, commentary, negative criticism that he was receiving, you know, after the fight with Segway. And I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but you know, he just had a really tough fight. Some people even thought he lost. Guys like, you know, Shakur Stevenson really thought he lost. Then we have a really good fight. Lucas Body versus Corey Marksman. This is a good fight. Shout out to Corey Marksman that gets the big step up. And shout out to Lucas Body that continues to, you know, stay active and potentially develop. Corey hasn't really fought on that level, but Body hasn't either. He's here because he knocked out Ashton Slive, and that was a fight where he was losing. He came from behind, got the knockout, and it's been a Cinderella story ever since. But on the undercard, I don't know if this is the lineup, but they have it as the opening event. Shadeja Green takes on Melinda Watpool for the WBO super middleweight title. And, you know, my girl finally gets another title shot to see can she right the wrong when she came up short in the fight with Franchon Cruz. So this is what we're talking about. the entire undercard announced. Let me know what you think. We're also going to have an interview around 6 minutes with Brian Rojas. It'll be an all-Spanish interview. Hopefully you guys dropped your questions on Patreon and on the community page here on youtube.com/community so that you can get an opportunity to ask former champion Brian Rojas a question as we interview him here on TBV. But in the meantime, the phone lines are open if you want to go ahead and call in while we do wait for that first guest to connect. Once again, Discord available, Twitter Spaces available, and we're talking the entire undercard being announced. Let us know what you think. I'm pulling up the Brian Rojas post. Remember, if you're a YouTube member, you get the opportunity to drop him a question. Just head on over to the community page to do so. Yeah, Lucas Body is on the card. Also, Melinda is a Canadian as well. You know, so they've certainly did okay stacking this card. And it's not the best or the greatest, but it is a stacked card. Once again, phone lines are open if you want to call in and discuss today's show. We got about 5 more minutes and we should be getting Brian Rojas on the show. If you want to ask him a question, remember, YouTube members is available and Patreon available to do so. I think out of all the cards announced, or rather fights announced, I'm most excited for Lucas Body Corey Marksman. That probably is the most competitive fight on the card outside of Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor. But that's my opinion. I never heard of Melinda Watpool, so I can't really tell you how even that fight is. But this is what we're discussing. So if anybody wants to call in, Discord is available. Let me actually get those links together. Oops. Let me actually get those links together and put them on YouTube here, making it easier. Also buying some time as we wait for our first guest to jump on so we can kick it with Brian Rojas. Looks like he's going to be making a comeback attempt. And they reached out, so we wanted to get him on, give him an opportunity to let the world know, you know, his plans for the comeback. Discord and Twitter Spaces are available for those that want to call in. In a few minutes, I'll have those links pinned to the live chat here on youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Brian Rojas joining us. Hello, how you doing, Brian?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So, entiendo que va a tener un interpreter.
Yep, my name is Anthony. I'm one of his teammates here at the Eli J Boxing Club, and I'm translating for Byron today.
All right, so it's Byron. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, can we take it from the top? I'm sorry that you're going to have to translate all this, but for the people that don't know him, can you just ask him to let us know how he got his start in the sport and why did he decide that now is the time for the comeback?
Que para la gente que no sabe, quiere que les digas cómo empezaste el boxeo y cómo vas a llegar tú otra vez al campeonato.
Hola, buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
Por la oportunidad que me está dando. Pues estamos trabajando muy fuerte, tenemos un gran equipo y pienso que podemos hacer muchas cosas grandes.
También quieres saber cómo empezaste el deporte.
Pues inicié desde muy joven para aprender a defenderme en las calles. Crecí en un barrio bastante lleno de personas con adicciones, muchas personas que no tenían mucha educación y pues tenía que defenderme.
So he started in the streets in Nicaragua, started to defend himself and his friends, since there was a lot going on there. He wanted to be able to protect his friends is why he started, and that's how he ended up there. But he also said earlier that he's feeling very confident with here with the team and everything, then he's certain he can get back to the championship level.
Now, he used to campaign at minimum weight. Is he still going to be at minimum? Do you know what weight he wants to campaign for this comeback run?
Que él sabe que tú siempre has estado como en peso mínimo, que si vas a seguir al peso mínimo o si vas a estar a otro peso.
Bueno, creo que pelearemos en una categoría más grande. La última pelea que hice en las 105 libras costó mucho dar la categoría y vamos a subir una categoría más.
So he says that the last time he was fighting, he was at 105. And that he'll be going up a division around 108, as it was a little difficult making 105, so he'll be doing that.
So it was a little difficult making 105, so he's moving up to 108.
Yes.
Wow. Is it difficult to make that weight? Obviously, you know, we don't see a lot of men weighing that particular.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Amount, is this something that you have to control the body, or is it just natural genetics for the people that fight at that weight, or for him that fights at that weight? Is it hard to stay within weight?
Que tú como estando en las 105 libras, que si es difícil quedarte en ese peso, que ya sabe que si es más disciplina o que si es como genética, estando en ese peso, ¿por qué se te hace difícil a las 105 libras y quieres subir a las 108?
Bueno, creo que sí, es parte de la genética. Ya la mayoría de boxeadores iniciamos una categoría y luego tenemos que cambiar de categoría porque el cuerpo se transforma a mediados que va pues, pasando la edad. El cuerpo se hace más fuerte y pienso que tiene que pasar a otra categoría.
He says that, yeah, he believes that it is genetics during that, but also his discipline, and since with age comes, he gains a little more weight and it's easier to make 108.
So does he have a date for his first fight?
Que si tienes un día para tu pelea, qué bien, que ya sabemos que
aún no tenemos una fecha exacta, pero estamos abiertos a pelear con cualquier persona, estamos trabajando y estamos listos para la oportunidad que venga.
He says, for the time being, we do not have a fight, but that we are ready, that he is ready for any fight that comes here. He's staying training, and for any opportunities that come his way, that he will take them.
And for this comeback, does he have a manager and promoter, or is he doing it on his own?
Que si para esto ahorita tienes un manejador, que dice que ahorita estamos en discusión con otro.
Estamos hablando con promotores, con manager para una futura pelea, para estamos hablando sobre mi futuro, pero aún no hay nada concreto.
So right now we are just talking to managers and promoters about his career going forward, but right now there's nothing concrete.
Does he have a timeline when he would like to get back in the ring?
Que como cuando crees que te gustaría regresar al ring?
Bueno, estamos dispuestos a regresar cuando se dé la oportunidad. Estamos trabajando todos los días, tenemos un gran equipo y pienso que estamos listos para cuando se dé la oportunidad de la pelea.
He says that, well, whenever, that he's training all the time and he's just waiting for that opportunity to come so he can fully dive in and get that fight.
And has he reached out to the WBA? Does he know if they're interested in, you know, ranking him again once he gets a fight because he was a former champ with the WBA, or has that contact not been made as of yet?
Que si has hablado tú con la organización de WBA desde para ver si ellos gustarían ponerte a ti en sus rankings otra vez y encontrarte una pelea, o que si es algo eso que todavía no hemos hecho.
Yo exactamente no he hablado con la WBA. Ese ya es trabajo de los managers. Ellos tienen que hacer ese es trabajo de ellos. Ellos tienen que hacer esas gestiones, pero creo que no será nada difícil una vez que yo regrese al ring.
He says, right, he hasn't had contact with them, as he believes he should have a manager do that, as they have the talking abilities with them, and that once he does get someone to promote him, that he believes it shouldn't be a problem to get back into those rankings with the WBA.
Can you ask him how did he get the nickname Gallito, and who actually gave him that?
¿Que dónde agarraste el nombre de Gallito y quién te lo dio?
Ah, bueno, eso viene por parte de mi familia. Me pusieron Gallito porque decían que yo era muy enojado como los gallos de combate, y por eso me pusieron Gallito.
He got it from his family because they said he was always angry, like rooster fighting, like the angry roosters. So they gave him that name.
Does he have a relationship with Chocolatito, or, you know, with Ricardo Mayorga? Does he get any of the love from the other big, boxers from his country?
Que si los otros boxeadores de Nicaragua te dan reconocimiento, que si hablas con ellos como Chocolatito, otros boxeadores grandes de nombre de...
Sí, ya he conversado con Román González, con Mayorga. No se me ha dado la oportunidad nunca en mi vida de hablar, pero he hablado con otros boxeadores tales como Christopher Rosales, Félix Alvarado, gemelo René Alvarado, que son grandes campeones mundiales nicaragüenses.
He says he hasn't had any communication with Ricardo Mayorga, but that he's talked with Félix Alvarado. René Alvarado,
Román González,
and Christopher Rosales, who I believe just fought.
Nice. So I got a couple of questions here from the people, and we'll get to those, and then we'll get them out of there. First one is from Toledo, Ohio. Toledo Tree says, which brand makes the best boxing gloves that he's used, and what's his thoughts on bare-knuckle boxing?
¿Cuál crees tú que es la mejor compañía de guantes que tú has usado, y qué piensas tú del boxeo sin guantes?
No tengo mucho conocimiento del boxeo sin guantes, poco lo he visto. Creo que es un deporte nuevo que está llamando mucho la atención de las personas. Y bueno, mi marca favorita de boxeo siempre ha sido Cleto Reyes.
He doesn't know too much about the bare knuckle boxing scene, but he knows that it's new on the block and that it's exciting, and he knows that a lot of people are getting into it since it's new. He says that his favorite gloves that he's ever used and he always uses is Cleto Reyes.
And the next one is from Octo, and he says, greetings, champ. Who's your favorite music artist? And give us one movie we should watch.
Que hola, campeón. Son preguntas de la gente. Que, ¿cuál es tu
artista favorita? ¿Cuál es tu artista favorita? ¿Y cuál película tú recomiendas que la gente debe mirar?
Music, Daddy Yankee.
Okay. Espérate, espérate. Ask him if it's the new stuff, because he turned religious now. Now he's singing only Christian music, but it's still very good. It still has that Daddy Yankee sound.
Yeah. Que si te gusta su música anterior o la de ahorita, porque según ya se hizo más religioso.
Ah, la música anterior.
Okay.
He says old stuff.
Old Daddy Yankee. And one movie he could recommend for us to watch.
Y una película que tú recomiendes que vea.
Rocky.
Rocky.
Okay. All right. Tell them the last one is from Donald in Baton Rouge. Do you see yourself going to flyweight soon and fighting for the vacant IBF strap? Excuse me.
Sí, que si te ves tú yendo a las 112 libras y peleando por un cinturón en un futuro.
Sí, creo que sí. Estoy abierto a pelear a 108, 112. Si hay una oportunidad bastante grande, podríamos bajar a 105 libras, que va a ser un sacrificio muy grande. Pero sí, estamos con muchas ganas de oportunidades y pienso que sí, venga lo que venga, vamos a aprovecharlo.
He says yes, that is something that would be that he could do, that any opportunity that comes his way, even if he does have to go back to 105, which would be difficult, if the opportunity arises, that he would take it as he's looking for any great opportunity.
Incluso he visto a peleadores puertorriqueños tales como Jonathan Bomba González, Tito Acosta, que son boxeadores que subieron de 108 a 112, que podría pelear con ellos.
He says that he's also seen some boxers like Tito Acosta and Jonathan Gonzalez that have moved up in weight from lower weight classes, and that he is open to fighting them as well. We know Jonathan Gonzalez just fought as well. But he's open to fighting them as well.
He sounds like he's interested in that Gonzalez fight. Is it because of the Mexico-Puerto Rico rivalry, or is it that they have something history we don't know of?
Que parece que te interesa la de Jonathan González. Tienes una razón por eso. Es porque Puerto Rico contra, pues, se quiere Nicaragua.
Bueno, yo dije México sin querer. Se me olvidó ya tan rápido que tú eres nicaragüeño. Ay, Dios mío.
No worries.
My bad. Yeah.
Sí, ¿por qué te interesa esa pelea?
Bueno, Puerto Rico siempre ha tenido grandes boxeadores. Jonathan González ha sido un gran boxeador de los pesos pequeños. Tito Acosta, un gran ex campeón del mundo. Y pienso que sería una gran oportunidad para mí pelear con cualquiera de ellos dos.
He says that he knows that Puerto Rico has had some great fighters, and Tito, Jonathan Gonzalez, and Tito Acosta, and he believes that that would be a great opportunity to fight either of them.
Okay, super last one. Is he going to be paying attention to the Sonny Edwards fight? Has he watched him fight, and is that someone that he's interested in as a potential opponent?
Que contra Sonny Edwards. Que si lo has visto, que si vas a estar viéndolo, que si estás interesado en una pelea de... Creo que él pelea...
La 112.
112, sí.
Sí, él tiene una pelea en noviembre con Yafai.
Khalil Yafai, creo, en inglés.
Sí.
Sí, tengo... Creo que sí, también sería una gran oportunidad. Ya lo he escuchado anteriormente, lo he visto poco, pero sí lo he visto. Es un boxeador bastante rápido. Y creo que sí, siento que tengo la oportunidad de quedarme con una victoria ante él.
He says yes, that he is open to fighting him, that he has been keeping him as well. And he believes that if he goes there, that he has the capacities to be able to have a victory there.
All right, those are all our questions. If he can give his social media out for anybody that isn't following him, can follow him. And we appreciate having him on. The minute you guys get an actual fight date, we would love to get you back on to announce it to our audience.
Yeah, Thank you, Des. Thank you. Y que cuando tengas una pelea, que le gustaría pues decirle a todos sus seguidores y también un Instagram si tienes para que te sigan.
Okay, muchas gracias. Mi Instagram es Rojas Gallito Rojas. Y pues muy agradecido por la oportunidad. Espero pues que espero que pronto tener una pelea y darte la primicia.
Gracias a usted. Thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Rojas, in and out. Good interview there. Let's see what happens with Mr. Rojas as he's trying to make his comeback into the boxing world. We're going to continue with today's show, which is obviously the full undercard announcement for November 15th in Texas with Jake Paul, who's going to be taking on the legend in Mike Tyson. Now is the time to call in if you're interested in voicing your opinion on today's subject. If not, early show, Ness gotta go. So you go ahead and let me know. We're going to give a couple minutes for some callers to pop out. If not, I guess we out. You heard me? Don't forget to follow us on all forms of social media as we post to Twitter and to X Spaces and Instagram daily. We have tons of shorts that go out 3 times a day. So make sure you're following us on all forms of social media to stay up to date on all the boxing talk. Once again, phone lines are open for those that want to call. Maybe I picked the wrong subject. Damn. I figured with Shadeja Green getting a title shot, you know, Lucas body fighting Corey Marksman. Corey Marksman had 2 fights on MVP. He looked good. You know, slick black fighter to take on the puncher in Lucas body. Shushu breaking the internet, fighting on the MVP card as a top-ranked fighter. Mario Barrios doing the same. I guess people don't care, man. Last call for callers. If not, looks like we'll be wrapping this one up early. Alrighty then. Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Until the next one. Peace.
Of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for. Social security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.